This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our mayor's on the line. We're going to have her talk to us in just a second. And man, am I glad to be able to talk to her with finding out that she had COVID-19 and probably still does. But first, that last commercial reminded me that no vote commercial to tease a couple of our guests coming up. Not only is Bill Clevenger and Mark Tupper going to be here in the next hour, but Mark McLeod and his son, Colt, I guess she still does have that, and of McLeod Express is going to be here, talk about why we shouldn't be raising taxes in the state right now. And then Steve Horvey from Horvey Hospitality, two of Decatur's great entrepreneurs who employ a lot of people, Mayor. You got to think the world of those two guys. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think of Mark McLeod and Steve Horvey?
Love them both. They are great, great guys and incredible community supporters. I mean, they do so much that nobody even knows about, you know, behind the scenes stuff. Just amazing, amazing people.
They
so,
are.
Love them both.
All right. I heard you coughing. I'm coughing
yeah.
a little bit, but I don't have COVID. I've been tested twice. And I'm negative, but colds do come, and I've had my flu shot. But what's it like to have to go through this now? How nervous are you?
Well, a little bit, because I really have not had symptoms. My symptoms have been more like fall allergies. And so, you know, if that's the case, then I've had COVID for months, but I don't think so. So my symptoms have been pretty mild. I'm more tired than anything else. So my daughters are coughing pretty badly. But my husband, Doug, is negative. So, you know, we're all just kind of holding on. And I talked to Congressman Davis last week, called me, and he has been through COVID. And he said, you know, it's the fear of what's coming. You know, is this another symptom? Am I going to get really sick? Because, Kevin, there are some really, really sick people in this county right now that are hospitalized. I'm, you know, you hear stories, but there are people, and these are not nursing home patients. These are, you know, what were healthy 60-year-olds or 50-year-olds. So, you know, it's throughout our county right now.
Well, according to the Macon County Health Department, there's 29 hospitalized, 48 have died since this has started. You got 1,300 in home isolation, 1,100 released from isolation, and 2,500 total confirmed cases. So, yeah, I mean, it's, although, you know, tonight on the Soy City Buzz, Dr. Fletcher's going to be on. And mm-hmm. that was a great interview with him. He explained, you know, flu season coming, it's really important that you get this flu shot as well as watch out for the COVID. And I asked him about when the vaccine does come out, would he take it? He said, my shirt sleeve will be the first one rolled up to take it. And then I asked him, I said, what about Eli Lilly suspending their vaccine because some of the outcomes in the test have been flawed or there's some outbreaks of some kind of side effect. He says that doesn't bother him at all. He's saying, Mayor, that's exactly the reason for the trials, and it shows that they are doing it exactly the right way, that the federal government on this operation, whatever it is, to speed it up, has put millions and millions of dollars into these drug companies to get through this so they didn't have to go out and raise the money themselves. And that's why it's going so fast. But he's not worried about it at all. So that's kind of encouraging, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and that's, you know, in all of this, I'm certainly not a clinical person, and so I turn to those that, you know, are clinical and have a much better understanding of a lot of this. And, you know, this is fast-tracked. Usually I think trials go for 2 or 3 years before they're released to the general public, but, you know, and they may not get it perfectly right the first time, plus, you know, the strain changes every year, somewhat like the flu strain is different every single year. So they will have to adapt. But it's going to take a while before we have a vaccine that is available widely to the general public. I think they're looking at probably next April before distribution to the general population. You know, the initial doses will probably go to the most the biggest hot spots as well as those most at risk. So, you know, it's that'll be the next round of controversy. You know, do you take the vaccine or not? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who, the anti-vaxxers, who don't even want to vaccinate their kids against, you know, things like polio. So it's it'll be a new round of conversation, I'm sure.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know how much of the show you heard before you came on, but we were talking about the way the president's handled COVID, and Jerry Stocks gave his point of view versus Nick's, and they're opposing points of views. And, I look at my own personal case. You know, when I was in my early 40s, I was diagnosed with diabetes, and my cholesterol was high. My triglycerides were off. And my doctor, who's a wonderful doctor, I think the world of him, basically told me, I've got to slow down. You can't go at this pace, or you're not going to make it very long. And I told him, look, doc, I'll take care of my cholesterol. Tell me what to do. I'll lose 15 pounds if that's what you want me to do. Give me the diabetic medicine and I will take it and I'll watch my diet. But I cannot slow down. It's not practical at my age in my job. And, you know, I did all those things. I'm still here. And but scientifically, he was probably right. But practically for me, I had to balance that somehow. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but it's
my
analogy.
Well, number one on that analogy is you were listening to your physician. You were not listening to politicians.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's the key thing here. And I think, you know, this is new. It is a pandemic. It is, we have never in our lifetimes lived through anything like this. And so, to me, you listen to Dr. Fauci and the people who are experts at this, and they're not, you know, about making this political, because that, you know, that's not my background, is not to be able to diagnose and tell people how to take care of their health. We have to listen to the people who know what they're doing, who have the medical degree and the expertise, not politicians.
Listen to Dr. Fletcher tonight on Soy City Buzz from 5 to 6. Great
well,
interview
I've got
with you.
Tonight at 5:30, so
and I wanna,
I'll have to listen to the podcast.
Well, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody
else. Okay.
But I do want you to hear it, too. By the way, I'd like to talk to you about Consul on the Other Side of the Break. Would you allow me to do that? And would you hang on?
Absolutely. I'll be right here.
Thank you. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is with us till the top of the hour. Stick around, folks.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast today. There's a chance of morning showers, otherwise cloudy with a high near 50. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy again with a high near 60 and some evening rain is likely. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 41 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:52. And this look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
Staley Credit Union understands that sometimes banking happens on the go. That's why we've designed our services to be as mobile as you are. With online and mobile banking available on laptops, tablets, and phones, we go everywhere you go. You can manage your debit and credit cards, deposit a check, or apply for a loan. Learn more today at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Gear up for fall with Sloan Implement on a John Deere Z915E or a Z900 Series commercial Z-Track mower. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Think about it. It's Sunday evening. You promised you'd mow this weekend and you still have a chance. You fire up the mower, then you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision thanks to the John Deere Excel Deep Mower Deck. And hey, the family's right around the corner. Lucky for you, you're already done. Just in time to help with the groceries. Who says the best lawn on the block has to take all day? Get $300 off the Z915E with 0% for 48 months. Or maybe the Z900 series is the ticket at $500 off and 0% for 48. 0% for 48 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/30/2020. Gear up for fall at Sloan's. At Sloan Implement, we're John Deere people too.
Power up with Sloan's.
You're listening.
listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm talking to our mayor, Julie Moore Wolf, who's at home getting over COVID-19. And I can't, it's just another accolade for you. You've done so much during this COVID crisis to stay in your leadership position, even when you have it. You're going to be conducting the meeting tonight and virtually from your home. Is that true?
Well, I will be participating in the meeting, but it's really hard to run it virtually when there is an audience that I can't see very well, or, you know, which council people are raising their hand to talk, if you will. So Councilman Pat McDaniel, who is Mayor Pro Tem, will actually run the meeting, but I'm going to participate in discussion and the vote of the items on the agenda tonight. So, you know, we're going to make it work. Fortunately, we've all gotten a little bit better with electronics by necessity. So that's helped a lot.
So reading in the Herald and Review this morning, it sounds like there's a $5 million multi-unit housing project that's going to be looking to get approval from you tonight.
Yeah, this is primarily for folks who have it's housing for people with some mental challenges, whether it is mental health issues or a disability, to allow them to live more in a community-based setting as opposed to being in an institution of some sort. And it's a good partnership. Heritage participates in this with some group sessions. So it's a really good thing for the community. They've got some facilities currently that are throughout the city, and a couple of them really need to be replaced. And so this will allow for better housing for them, as well as enabling the staff to be a little bit more present, in one location as opposed to, you know, multiple.
You know, I'm a little concerned about our police officers. You know, they're out there under increased pressure than ever before. With all the civil unrest going on, they're not getting the respect they deserve. And then you read about the house that got hit with all the bullets over the weekend. Man, oh man, that is a tough job right now.
You know, Kevin, it has never been harder than it is now to be a police officer. You're right. They're not getting the respect they need. And who do you call when you're in trouble? You call the police. If someone's breaking into your house, or if your house is hit, for God's sakes, by gunfire, you call for help. And they, you know, get out there. They're coming to help you. And, you know, at the same time, they are meeting with a lot of not just disrespect, but, I mean, it's a really challenging time for police. And I have to tell you, we have, I think, the finest police department and great leadership in this community imaginable. I mean, I would put Chief Getz and his department up against any other department in the world. You're going to have a bad recruit from time to time, or a bad cop. They don't last in Decatur. They're gone. He will not put up with it.
Yeah, and I think it really helps that we have the training facility here in town, mm-hmm. because I know people who have gone through it, and it's extensive. It's several weeks, and I think there's a weeding out process that goes on with that training facility.
There absolutely is, and it also allows for ongoing training of our officers right here. So, you know, they have gone through some things that the Buffett Foundation has financed, but, you know, whether it's, I don't know if you call it sensitivity training, but, you know, in the goal is not to have confrontations with people and to end things as peacefully as possible. So while they are trained at the highest levels in skills, they are also learning a whole lot as far as, you know, how to deal with people in crisis situations. And Kevin, you look at the things that are the most dangerous may not seem that dangerous. I mean, you think of serial killers and, you know, that kind of thing as being the worst and scariest part. A lot of times the scariest situation they can walk into is a domestic issue where, you know, somebody's going through a divorce or a child custody battle. That's where things get very, very dangerous in a hurry.
All right, Mayor, thank you for joining us again today, as you do every day on Byers & Company. Get well. Stay safe.
Will do.
We really care about you.
Thanks, Kevin. You have a great day, and you stay safe.
Will do. Mayor Julie Wolf, wonderful, wonderful lady, and our mayor.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.